Fisher.
Mount Putnam.
On W4CY
Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures Pipe Man W4CY Radio. I'm here with one of my favorite guests, and man, I'm pretty excited today because we're going to be talking about something that really is like bugging the heck out of me, and I've been talking about it recently, and I don't know, I'm flabbergasted to hear about this. So my favorite Sarah Banta is going to come on and tell us all about this secret topic that I'm alluding to right now and how it's not very healthy, and she's going to give us healthy options. So welcome, Sarah, to the show. Let's talk about healthy and not healthy things.
Hi, Dean. Yes, it's going crazy on TikTok, on social media, in the news. Ozempic for weight loss. And why? This is a diabetic drug. It's become extremely popular for weight loss. For non-diabetic people looking for quick results, and saying that almost 90% of adults, 90% have insulin resistance, prediabetes, or diabetes. So first, let's look at what Ozempic is. It's called semaglutide. It's a medication typically used to treat type 2 diabetes. It belongs to a class of drugs called GLP-1 receptor agonists that mimic the effect of the hormone GLP-1, a glucagon-like peptide in the body. And it's a hormone produced in the intestines, and it helps regulate blood sugar levels by stimulating insulin secretion and reducing glucagon secretion. Glucagon is a hormone produced by the pancreas, and that raises blood sugar levels by stimulating the liver to release glucose into the bloodstream. So how does it work? It works by activating this GLP-1 receptor in the pancreas, which increases insulin secretion, but it also is what, in addition to helping with blood sugar control, it's turning off something in the brain that is controlling the appetite. So people end up just eating less. But what's wrong with this? Of course, you got to look at the side effects, but people who want to lose weight don't care about the side effects. They just want to jump in. And I can tell you, even my close friends who are desperate, because everyone has this unexplained weight gain going on right now, they're desperate to lose weight. And I get it. But when you look at the side effects, you better be very cautious. Number one, you're going to gain the weight back after stopping the medication. And when you lose weight, you're losing fat and muscle. When you gain it back, you're gaining only fat back. Number two, diabetic retinopathy, gallstones, kidney problems, swelling of the pancreas, increased risk of thyroid cancer. Hello.
That all sounds like so much fun, though.
I know. Allergic reaction, hypoglycemia, nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, blurred vision, confusion, slurred speech, numbness, and there's even more. But let's look at what it is about weight loss and the causes of the unexplained weight gain. You know, if you go to the root of the problem, then all of this goes away naturally. And that's what I'm going to bring you. I'm going to bring you some good news here. When you're looking for long-lasting weight loss, you need to get healthy to lose weight, not lose weight to get healthy. And most obesity and most weight gain is tied to fatty liver disease and insulin resistance. And what's happening, and no one's talking about, is the standard American diet with the seed oils and with the high fructose corn syrup that's hidden even in your whole foods organic soup, right? So we really have to look at the packages in the back label. That's my point.
You just hit a sore spot with me right there, because, you know, everybody's all about whole foods, and Like, I know I've gone into the gluten-free section and it has signs that say maybe gluten-free. And then the 365 brand says right on the bag two things that it's impossible to have two things. It says made in China and USDA certified and organic. And you cannot be USDA certified and organic if you're made in China.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, that's a whole nother topic. We can talk about supplements and the standards of supplements and labels and lying on the labels. But let's stay focused here because this is a huge thing where more than 45% of adults have fatty liver disease and don't know it. Before 1980, only people who are alcoholics had fatty liver disease or type 2 diabetes. They used to call it adult diabetes. Now it's in children as young as 5. So we need to look at insulin resistance. This occurs when the body cells become less responsive to the hormone insulin. It's kind of like when the mom continues to yell at her kids and the kids stop listening, right? When then she comes in and she starts whispering that you're going to get your phone taken away, they actually start listening, right? So we need to reset our insulin, and then we're going to start burning our fat. That's going to be responsible for lowering our blood sugar levels. So when the insulin is screaming at the cells, the pancreas produces more insulin to compensate for the decreased sensitivity. And then over time, this can lead to elevated insulin levels in the bloodstream. And what will happen is you'll have an increase in appetite, reduce in fat burning, because you're screaming at the cells to let the sugar in to be used as energy, and it's not being used, you think you're hungry. So you're signaling for appetite, get all haywire. And then you become less efficient at fat burning. Insulin resistance impairs this ability to burn fat for energy, particularly in the abdominal area. And this is going to lead to excess body fat, particularly the visceral fat and the fatty liver. And then you're going to have a slowed metabolism, and it messes with the hormone leptin. Leptin's a hormone produced by the fat cells that signals the hypothalamus in the brain to suppress the appetite. Well, if insulin's out of whack, leptin gets out of whack and actually tells you when you're eating that you are more hungry. So people think, oh, I just have no willpower. I'm going to get on this drug to make me lose weight because I have no willpower. Every time I eat, I want to eat more. If this is sounding like you, it's not your fault. It's your hormones that are out of whack that just need to get reset. So even though there's plenty of energy in the fat stores to burn, hunger is high and it's difficult to fight. You're going to also see hormonal changes, and those hormonal changes are going to affect your weight gain. Radiation can cause weight gain. The toxins in our food supply and our environment and our water all put a heavy burden on the liver and the kidneys, which is then going to exacerbate the problem of fatty liver disease, clogging the detox pathways, which is also going to clog your liver's ability to break down fat. So what happens if it doesn't get broken down? It gets stored as fat. We need to love our liver, and that's why I recommend a liver flush for people 3 to 4 times a year, and I've got a very easy way to do it. Now, another problem with unexplained weight gain, the hypothyroidism. This is affecting so many people nowadays, and as the toxins are clogging the thyroid, the liver, and the detox pathways, the thyroid hormones aren't able to convert into active thyroid hormones, which is going to lead to a slower metabolism, fat accumulation, water retention, constipation, and hypothyroidism is also connected to iodine deficiency. And that's why I talk about the fact that everybody needs to be on the Acceleridine iodine. So that's a side note there. But what are the alternatives to Ozempic? Here you are, you're listening. Okay, I've been thinking about doing Ozempic. I've put on 20 pounds in the last 2 years. What am I going to do? I'm desperate. Well, there's the Ascent Diet Cleanse. And this cleanse is the program that I've put together with my group coaching that increases fat burning, metabolism, and energy, and longevity with no side effects. And the synergy between the supplements, with my help, you are going to see a shift in your body and resetting insulin resistance, feeling more energy physically and mentally. But the key in this cleanse is the accelerated keto. And that flips you, your body, into ketosis or fat burning within 30 minutes. And you actually, your body says, oh my gosh, I've got all of these fat stores to burn. I don't need to eat. My appetite's suppressed. Let's get going and have energy. And it actually increases ATP production, which is your cellular energy. And all of that fructose, as a sidebar, from the high fructose corn syrup and from the standard American diet, is actually lowering ATP. So it's going against what you think you're wanting when you're eating food for energy. So the accelerated keto breaks down your fat into usable fat, breaks down the liver fat. So people with fatty liver disease, that gets reversed, which is not necessarily the case with Ozempic. And it helps improve your thyroid hormones because your liver's functioning better. And you've got other ingredients in there that are going to really help with digestion and just energy overall, mental focus. When you add in the accelerated iodine and the accelerated thyroid to boost the thyroid health, that is going to increase your metabolism, your fat burning, and there's no supplements like it when we're talking about thyroid supplements. And we've talked about the importance of thyroid before, Dean. And so if people need a little refresh on that, your thyroid is your master endocrine gland. When it's not working, you can say goodbye to your metabolism, to your fat burning, to your feeling good with energy mentally and physically. So there are a few other things in there, but those are the three that are absolutes that you want to use to get that weight loss without Ozempic, without the side effects, without losing muscle mass like you do with Ozempic. And you can also, if you don't want to do the full cleanse with the liver flush, you can just do the intermittent fasting kit, which is the accelerated iodine, the accelerated keto, and the accelerated thyroid. And it's a great little starter pack for people to get off the plateau. Join my group coaching where you actually learn on a daily basis on how to make these tools work for you, how to eat right, and maybe those healthy wrong foods are causing your weight gain. Eliminating those, I give you a protocol of dietary tools to use as well, so you have all the tools at your fingertips, and you've got my wonderful group coaching with the group to support you along the way. So how does that sound, Dean?
Sounds pretty good, because I think it's pretty insane to say and to take that Ozempic for weight loss. I mean, I'm somebody who was diagnosed with diabetes. I don't want to take the stuff for diabetes. I reversed it with just food alone. And, you know, the fact of the matter is all these extreme things to lose weight, I get what people are thinking. I get what it's all about. But what is it costing you? And is it really any good? Like you said, okay, once you're off the meds, then you're going to gain the weight back. Well, that's on purpose, because Big Pharma wants a repeat customer for life. And
exactly.
Yeah. So listen, once you start it, it's funny, because I remember back in the day when it was first fashionable with the Atkins diet, and people that were on the pure Atkins diet, not what it is morphed into after they figured things out, it was the same thing. They would lose a lot of weight real quick, but the minute they went off the diet, they'd gain it and more back. And I think we should be learning from all these experiences that there's no quick fix. I've always said it about with me. You know, listen, I spent my whole life poisoning my body. It's not going to get fixed in 2 days.
Right. Yeah. You know? Everyone wants the easy answer, the easy shot. I'm in a town where weight loss is a big fad, and many of the women are posting on their social medias in their skinny new bodies, drinking wine and eating burgers. And I'm just sitting here going, waiting for the shoe to drop, because people are desperate and I get it. But what is the benefit of weight loss? What are you looking for? You're looking for the ability to move your joints, to be active, to be mentally active, right? All of these other things, not just to look good. And you get all of these amazing changes in your body with the supplements I'm talking about and changing your diet. And the supplements make the changing of your diet easy. That's the key. Yeah. Whereas Ozempic doesn't do any of that. It makes you nauseous so that you're vomiting, and that's why you're not eating.
So Lord. So right? It's almost, you said that, and the first thing that came in my head is, oh my God, it's going to cause people to have bulimia and stuff like that.
Exactly. Who knows? And now they've approved Wegovy, which is a semaglutide medication for children. And which is crazy, because who knows what it's going to do to children. But that's just setting them up for a life of medication. So Big Pharma wins.
Oh, my God. It's so annoying. And here's what I think is, bottom line, yes, you may think it's harder. Yes, you may think it takes longer. But the bottom line, if you're going to do something, do it right. And that's why you want to do it with accelerated health products, because maybe it'll take longer than you want. Maybe it'll take, whatever the reason is that you'd rather just take this quick fix pill. But you're going to have long-lasting change, you're going to feel better, and it's for life. It's not temporary.
Exactly. Exactly. There's a lot of things that you can change in your body. You can reverse aging. I'm all about that. And this is just one more example.
Yeah, like I look at you, I can't tell that you're 87 years old. but really, it is true. Like, that's another thing too. Okay. So I'm the type of person, you got to walk your talk. And so like, if I go to a gym and I get a trainer that's not in as good a shape as me, why are they my trainer? You know? And so I look at you and I'm thinking, well, she looks pretty good and she looks pretty healthy. I think I might want to follow what she's doing.
And I can tell you, I do everything that I talk about. I walk the walk, and I'm very honest with my past, you know, sugar addictions and other things where I've had issues. And you know, we're all human. And yeah. I am very empathetic with someone that has a sugar addiction. And that's why I've come up with these supplements, to get you off the sugar. It is a drug. And I have a very addictive personality. So why not be addicted to healthy things, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Like, that's the way I am now. But same, I am a severe sugar addict, carboholic and chocoholic. And you know, I noticed, even with what you were saying earlier, it's so true, because when I am not doing any carbs or sugar at all, I'm not really hungry. Whenever I cheat, I just like hungry and I can't, like, you can't get rid of the hunger. And that's all because of that crap that's going in my body, you know?
Yep, exactly.
So let's tell everybody how they can reach out to you, connect with you on socials, go to your website, check out your products, check out your group and group calls, and your radio and TV show, podcast, all of it.
Follow me on Facebook under Accelerated Health Products. I would, and on Instagram, all of those. And on my website, sarahbantahealth.com, everything's there. You can find my group coaching there, all of my articles and my podcast. But you can also find my podcast at Accelerated Health TV and Radio Show across multiple channels. And reach out to me. Leave a comment in the below in the podcast and let me know what you're experiencing. Have you tried Ozempic? Are you trying anything else for weight loss? I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to help you get your results, whatever you're looking for.
Love it, and love everything that you do for people, because you are certainly helping people out there with health, feeling good, living life to the fullest, and all that. And listen, I look around, and people that are taking stuff from Big Pharma, it doesn't make them more active. It doesn't make them have more fun. In fact, it makes them to where they're incapable sometimes of doing all the things that make life great. But if they do things the accelerated health way, everything will be great. That's my opinion.
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you, Sarah, and thanks for being on the Adventures of Pipe Man.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.